You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bage, host of The Entrepreneurs. Josh Lakovic is the founder of The Wine List, a London subscription-based wine education company which initially started as a newsletter. It's quite simple. Each month, two bottles of wine arrive at your door along with tasting notes and learning materials to help you educate yourself about wine. The aim is to help you build confidence to navigate a restaurant wine list and the labels at your local wine shop. And it's meant to be less formal than traditional courses like WSET, and to be done at home in your own time. By forming relationships with smaller importers and wineries, Josh aims to deliver wines to subscribers they will have never seen before, and help them grow their palates with a diverse selection from around the world. Josh started his career in marketing and worked for London Roastery Pact Coffee, and was later employee number one at the successful medical tracking app Thriva, which you may remember from this show. Well, earlier this year, Josh set out on his own by turning his newsletter into a business and recently closed an initial round of seed investment. During lockdown, the interest in the company has been huge, allowing Josh to accelerate his vision for the brand. Here's Josh now with the story of The Wine List.
My background is very much not in wine, not in kind of drinks. I guess packed, kind of dipped my toe into kind of food and drinks in a certain way. But for me, wine was always a passion. And then I actually went to WSET level two course, and it was kind of off the back of that, but what was just kind of sideways passion before then turned into something which was a lot more of an obsession, and kind of started that trail to work out what would eventually become The Wine List, I guess. So that was about 2.5 years ago I did that course. And since then, basically everything's been wine on the side until Wine List started. Now it's obviously full time. I guess for me, when I went to study WSET, I'm quite a kind of obsessive person. I really like to go really deep into subjects. And so for me, it was a really great way to learn because it was, you know, so much different material there. But I remember telling a lot of my wine drinking friends, oh, you should go and study this thing. And they took one look at the kind of course materials and thought, that's definitely not for me. And it struck me as very interesting because we'd have conversations all the time about, you know, I'd teach from different grapes and different regions, and we would kind of host comparative tastings of Chardonnay from Burgundy in Australia and California and things like that. And it was out of these kind of ideas that I realized was a much wider group of people who did want to really learn about wine, but weren't ever going to go and study in a kind of professional environment like WSET. So from there, I basically did a lot of kind of research and discovered that, you know, wine is the UK's most popular alcoholic drink. 1 in 2 adults drink it every month. Despite that, there's still this kind of environment where most people feel there's a kind of either a snobbery or a kind of elitism around those who know within wine. And for me, Wine List is really trying to bridge that gap. It's trying to put information in the hands of as many people as possible in a really bite-sized way. And I guess my background in kind of marketing and communications is really kind of coming into that, being able to translate kind of big ideas into kind of bite-sized ways to learn about it. So the monthly kind of wine course you get, and basically it looks, but in month one you get an introductory tasting guide, and then throughout the year you get different lessons. We call them wine routes, and each wine route will be on different subjects. So there's vessels, there's climate, there's terroir, and then there's different wine styles. And the idea is by the end of the year you'll have amassed a kind of basic level of knowledge about how wine is made and how it will taste. And then that's all underpinned with 2 great bottles you get each month just to kind of test out your new learnings with. The starting point is the lessons are done in a way which is very much meant to kind of dip your toe into the water of a subject, but allow you to kind of go deeper too. So before doing the actual Wine List, I ran a newsletter for about 2 years where I really tested out a lot of these concepts. And that newsletter would have kind of one, you know, lesson each week. That could be 2 or 3 paragraphs on acidity or something like that. And really kind of managed to kind of hone what a bite-sized lesson was and then going a bit deeper would look like. So the lessons you get, you know, each subject might talk about, say, in the vessel one, there's a section on oak and then stainless steel, and then also kind of concrete and four and others. And it will have a kind of basic top level, like this is the most widely used vessel in the world. And then the further down, it will say these are the effects it has on the palate. So it's all very like tangible things you can dig into. Then there's the kind of tasting cards, which really add different levels of knowledge depending on where you are. So there's a kind of like a trivia section about each wine, like, you know, Pinot Gris is another name for Pinot Grigio. If we sent out a Pinot Gris as we did this month, and that's kind of a trivia level. And then you've got a kind of grape and climate section, which talks about what that grape looks like in that country. Then you've got an advanced learning at the bottom. So it might be something about the kind of soil type, which was there, or something else. So it allows you to kind of really dip in at kind of whichever level is suitable for you. Do you know, I remember before doing the WSET, going into, you know, my like local wine merchant and essentially kind of looking at price first and foremost. And when the guy came around and said, can I give you a hand? Do you need any help? Would basically say, no, it's fine. Don't worry about it. I'm, you know, because I felt embarrassed of saying, I only want to spend £9 today. And, you know, the same thing happened in restaurants. And I'd always kind of end up choosing, you know, Sancerre because I knew it, and Chablis because I knew it, and these different things because you know it. And you've always kind of shied away from being, I guess, a bit adventurous because of the lack of confidence. And if there's a kind of mission for Wine List, it's to make sure that people don't feel like that in the future. You know, that should not be the state that people feel when they're buying something which is meant to be one of the most like pleasurable things to do in the world. So from my perspective, if we can give people the confidence to be able to make better wine decisions, choices, purchases, wherever they are, whether that's in a restaurant, in a shop, or one day kind of from us, then that's where we want to be at, definitely. And then the other part is really about the kind of types of wine we choose. So we try and avoid classic red Bordeaux or kind of a white Burgundy or anything that's kind of a bit too classic. And in a way, we go for stuff which is characteristic outside of that realm. So, you know, we assume that our customers know what a classically, you know, aged Rioja would taste like, a kind of 5-year aged Rioja would taste like. But they might not know what a Hoven Rioja of kind of 2 years of aging is like, because most supermarkets don't sell them. So we sent out a Hoven Rioja. Likewise, you know, village level Beaujolais, we imagine most of our customers will have tasted. So we'll send them out maybe a Cru Beaujolais, which would be maybe the first time that customer's tasted it. So these customers are people who have like a level of interest already. We think of them as amateur enthusiasts. And, you know, they're not the people who need to be told what a kind of red wine is or a white wine is or something like that. They're very much kind of have a base level, probably assume some level of knowledge already. And then we kind of like to kind of push them outside of that kind of comfort zone a bit. In terms of how we choose the wines, at the moment we work with a selection of different importers, and they're the people who will have the kind of, I guess, the direct relationship with the wineries at this time. And we work with importers who are, you know, broadly supplying the restaurant trade predominantly. So they're not people who are selling to kind of, if they are selling shops, it'd be very kind of select independent merchants. But for the broad part, you know, these aren't wines you can freely get in many places, which just adds to the USP a little bit. And again, you know, we're choosing these wines based on, do they have something characteristic about them? Do they really show oak aging really well? Do they really show amphora fermentation really well? Is it a really different display of Chardonnay to what you might expect usually? Something like that. It's got to kind of tick one of those boxes. Now, going forward, and actually probably from around September onwards, we're going to be importing our first wines ourselves, which is way ahead of schedule. So this kind of ties into the change in pace which we've experienced thanks to lockdown. But yeah, we're going to be importing our own wines, and those specific wines at the moment, the first probably, I guess, 6 months to a year of wines are basically winemakers that I've met or other people in the team have met in the kind of past, just on holidays when we've been to vineyards and things like that. So yeah, the next stage is to start importing from winemakers we know, and then the stage after that is to then start broadening that selection of winemakers we know and actually start meeting more people. We were, you know, it's our first year of business. We did a kind of very small round of funding at the beginning of the year. And we had, I guess, kind of quite conservative estimates for what growth was going to look like this year. And the point we wanted to be at by the end of 2020 was one where we'd be in a position to start to think about importing. And kind of the context, you need to be at kind of thousands of, kind of, you know, about 1,000 bottles is the sort of level you need to start importing at to make it worthwhile economically. And because of the kind of rate of growth we've had, we've basically meant that that's going to come much sooner. And so when you're thinking about forward planning, that's likely to be in the next 2 to 3 months rather than the next 9 to 12 months. So yeah, we're basically about kind of 6 months ahead of schedule, which is great. And it's also, I guess, changed a little bit about how we're thinking about different parts of the business as well. So kind of events and community more widely were always going to be a part of the wine list experience, either through inviting members of the public into our own tasting events or enabling people to host their own tasting events. Whereas now we've obviously, a lot of that can't be done. So we've been doing kind of a lot of remote tastings online instead. So, you know, it's due to the fact we're so early and so kind of agile, I guess, but we're able to kind of respond very, very quickly that, you know, we did our first remote tasting, I think the week after lockdown happened, which you probably wouldn't be able to do if you're a much larger organization. I think for a long time, I knew I wanted to, you know, start my own business at a certain point, and I'd had small attempts with different things before. I was always waiting for the idea to be the right one. And this very much, when I realized it, was like a kind of light bulb, eureka moment of what the business should be. And that journey since then just has been fantastic. You know, it's been a roller coaster, you know, raising a fundraising round. The first time you do it is an absolute roller coaster. And I've been told it doesn't get any easier after that, through to, you know, the fear of thinking there's no customer demand, to how you're going to step to new situations. There's kind of constant battles, but it's definitely the absolute kind of thing that everything so far in my kind of background has been leading up towards, and that feels fantastic.
Josh Lakovic, the founder of The Wine List. And you can learn more at thewinelist.net. My thanks to Josh for sharing his story and to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.